Shoot. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two Time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot. Solly Saul. Hey. How's it going in Solistan right now? Solistan.
Not a damn Solistan. Thing. Solistan. You know what? It's not as hot as over there, so at least we got that.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on this episode of The Salty Show, we're going to continue our conversation from a couple weeks ago. But yeah, we've been a little lazy with our episodes lately, but don't judge us. All right, so I know a lot of shit, you know, continues to happen in politics and the news. And some of you are probably tuning in to, you know, listen to our opinion on some of that. But we're going to take a little break. We're taking a little break and we have a series going on right now. So we're going to try to avoid politics as much as we can. Sorry to disappoint, but stick around. You might enjoy this episode. So we've been doing a series on the male-female dynamics, and we're going to continue some of that. So today, we're going to wrestle with the question that men have been puzzled by since the dawn of time. Since Eve took
the fucking apple,
you know, from the snake and gave it to her man. Like, what the
evil bitch.
Come on. Now, I'm going to title this episode, "What Do Women Want?" And that's a very open-ended question, man. It's broad, so many answers. But before we begin, I'm going to preface
this. It's not as easy as what men want.
I'm going to preface this with, you know, I know some of you have commented this to me, that we're painting with the broad brush on a lot of these issues. And that may be, you know, we're being a little bit unfair in certain instances, but a lot of times it takes a while to iron out our thoughts, and specifically our thoughts towards women, because it's not an attack towards women. It's an attack towards the, you know, feminization of society, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So with that understanding, we're thinking out loud here, guys, and we're sharing our ideas and some of our thought process as we find our way through making sense out of some of the social problems that modern society faces. Okay. And some of this is rooted in the male-female divide. Now, I, for one, do not pretend to be an expert on a lot of this stuff. And so with that being said, let's get into this. So this week, I want to start off with this, because this week I was watching a show and I heard a quote that got my attention, and I was like, this is actually pretty good for this episode. And the quote was, "A woman's heart is an ocean of secrets." Right. So this got me thinking, what are women hiding? Why can't they decide what they want for dinner, guys?
Crazy. They're hiding crazy.
That is a two-way street. Men are just as guilty.
I don't know. What do you want?
What they want,
well, I want
dinner.
This. No, I don't want that. Well, what do you want? I don't know. God. What else do you want? Oh, I'm thinking this. No, I don't want that either.
The guys,
what the fuck do you want?
The guys, they say they don't know what they want because they don't want to pick wrong and have to deal with her yelling at them all night about you
that
picked her wrong.
That is fucking bullshit.
You're a fucking
Hold on, wait
evil
a minute.
Witch.
Hold on. Look, even though his tongue out and everything.
You're an evil witch.
No. This is notoriously in the past been our dinner. Notoriously, yes, it is. In the past been our conversation when it comes to what do you want to eat. And I will say, Jeremy will go, "What do you want to eat?" This happened probably half a dozen times before. I'm like, I'm never fucking answering this question again. And I go,
just pull out your dick and be like, what do you want to eat?
I'll say, we're in the vehicle. We're going to go get something to eat. And I'll say, oh, I want sushi. I'll use that as an example. That's not really a valid one, but oh my God.
Tim, we lost
his
him.
Fucking this is response.
Is he just got,
his response.
Hey, for everybody listening, his let me just tell you how outnumbered I am. Seriously, people need to start listening for Heidi, because I need help against the misogyny of some of the
misogyny. What do you want for dinner?
No.
That's you all guys I want, said.
My anyways. Honest opinion is that that question really that because every man struggles with this with their significant other, right?
But what do I women there's, want there's, or yeah, what do you want to eat for dinner?
Dinner specifically. Yeah. Well, we're going to I'm going to get into that. But yeah. I think
you have to be specific. No, you can't just ask them what they want, because that's too generic.
No, I said, hold on. Let me finish really quick with my story, because we did this about half a dozen times. And I go, well, I want this for dinner. And Jeremy says, oh, well, I don't feel like that. Well, then why are you fucking asking me what you want for dinner? Just pick what you want. I'm like, no, and then that, I'm like, no, that, I want
that's a lie. That's never happened.
Yes, exactly. You're right.
That's a lie. That has never happened.
I've seen it. Do you want this? Do you want
in the history of mankind? Yeah. Never has that happened.
Exactly. One time, she's holding on to one time, which is another feature of being a woman. You know, the memory of an elephant. No, but I think that question is rooted in something that I asked, because I asked this question to a lot of my female friends, and I'm going to go through what I asked now. But I think that question, what women want for dinner, is rooted in something that women do to all men, which is it's a measure of your manhood. It's a test. So, but before we get there, before we get this.
Wait.
Hold on.
Asking
let me
let me
lay out the groundwork. So I asked a few of my female friends this question, and I got a potpourri of answers. What do women want? But you know, there was commonality in many of the answers. Now, again, I don't claim to know what women want, but I grew up around sisters and have had nieces, you know, who I grew up with, and a lot of female friends more than guy friends. And I think I have a different perspective than most guys. I don't claim to be an expert here. Now, my theory after, 40 something years in this life is that most women don't know what they want. They say they do, but for the most part, their choices point otherwise. Right now, again, I'm going to expand on that. But before I begin, I'm going to ask Heidi the questions that I ask these women throughout the weeks. All right. So, Heidi, here are the questions and I want you to answer honestly.
Yeah.
So I asked these questions. One, the first one, what do women want? The second question that I asked was, does your significant other provide these things for you? And then the final question I asked is, if you could change one thing about your significant other, what would it be? Okay. So now I know I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I know Jeremy's here and
But no, I'm comfortable.
Let's start with the first question. And again, I'm going to put it into the set of answers that I got from all these other female friends of mine. So the first question, what do women want, Heidi? It's a broad question. So you can answer it however you feel you want. You can answer that.
We might actually see the first Salty Show divorce. Yeah. I'm just going to throw that out there. We might actually witness the first divorce.
Yeah. Stop it. Go.
Right, okay. So you're asking me as in like what I think women want or what I specifically as a woman want?
So good question. What do women want? It's not what you want. What do women want?
Oof. Who cares?
I think that women want. Oh man!
So the way that you're honestly posing,
I don't know that I know women want. I don't know what women want.
Your answer, I feel like you consider yourself as outside of the common of what the typical woman would want. Am I accurate in?
I think that women don't know what they want today. I agree with that, and I have a very small network of female friends because I look at females and women and go, I don't get it. I don't understand your drama. I don't understand your clickiness.
To pick three things that you think women want. So it doesn't have to be, this is that, but three things that you know for sure. Well, all women want this, including you, right? What would those things be?
Okay. I would think, respect.
Okay.
Respect from their partner.
Well, that's never going to happen.
What? I'm not even listening to it.
I would think security.
Okay.
Financially and physically. I think that they want to feel safe when they're with their their significant other, their partner.
Right.
Respect.
Respect. All right. So security. That's it. Respect, security.
What was the first one?
She said financial and physical. Just to feel safe. Yeah. Is there anything else that you think women want? All right, we'll leave it there. We'll leave it at those.
No, so let's leave it there.
That's two.
Okay.
You only get two.
No, but she said financial security and also physical security. They're
physical
two
security.
Separate things. So we'll separate. Okay, so here's the next question.
Well, okay.
You want to add one more? Okay. Add one more. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think to Timmy's point, then I guess my third thing would be a man.
You said respect.
Respect would be first. Security. He's clumping security.
Oh, security.
Security. Okay. And then I guess the third thing would be to take care of traditional male things, like
be a man,
like air the tire, be a man. Yeah. And, you know, like air up the tires. I do the lawn yard work, help. Yeah. I'm going to go with that. I guess that would be it.
All right. We'll just say, okay. So now, here's the next question. Does your significant other provide these things for you?
Well, you're asking me general men, general women. So I gave you general women things.
Yeah, exactly.
My list general isn't women, exactly going to be the same as this, but
so,
my husband
absolutely
does.
That's why I said general
does.
Women. That's a general women. Yeah. All women want these things. Does your significant other provide this for you?
Yes. My significant other provides all that.
And here's the final question.
Respect?
For the most part,
wrong with you, Jeremy?
For the most part,
you're gonna take away my man card.
Yeah,
okay.
Supposed to slap the shit out of him.
Here's the final question, and then we can move on to this conversation. Because again, I'm gonna reveal what a lot of females said. Okay, so now, if you could change one thing, now you can't say, "Oh no, he's perfect." But if you could change one thing, what would that be?
She knows I'm not perfect.
The one thing that I would change about Jeremy, I think it would be giving me more credit for things.
You want to be acknowledged.
Like, yeah, more. I think giving me more credit for things.
I'll just like put that with acknowledged. You want to be acknowledged.
Yeah, acknowledged. I want to be acknowledged.
Really? You like being acknowledged? I'm being serious. Like, what does he not acknowledge you? Like, you know, how you run a successful business?
We're not going to expand on that because this is not an attack, and that's not what I'm going to try to get into.
I'm just curious. Like, what is the...
like what? Acknowledgement in how much I do. What I do and how much I do.
What you bring to the table.
What I bring to the table, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So when I asked this question, it was about 10 people that I asked. And I got a potpourri of answers. Now, what's funny is that when I asked this question, the majority of when I asked, because I just, you know, like a text out of nowhere, hey, question. And half of them asked me, why? Who's the girl? What's going on? who's got you struggling, Nelson, trying to figure out? And I'm like, no,
who hurt you?
Exactly. What happened?
Where did he touch you?
Who touched you where?
Exactly.
So Dr. Phil there for a minute.
Where did
they touch you?
It wasn't that.
You're pretty mild.
So let me give you guys, now I'm going to give you a summary and then I'll go into some of these answers, because some of these answers were actually funny. And again, it was those three questions that I asked initially was the first one was, what do women want? Now, I know, Tim, you before the show started. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So when you asked Heidi the question, you asked specifically for in general, not necessarily specifically her. Was this the same case for the other 10?
Yes. Okay. All because right. because I said
from the rest of the show, you need to refer to Heidi as my love. You need to acknowledge her as my beautiful, lovely wife, Heidi, who does everything.
My beautiful, wife, Heidi, who does everything.
Yes, that you have to acknowledge her in the show for the rest of the time. She wants to be acknowledged, so you have to give her that.
You knew this was coming.
My MBW.
I'm the worst person because I've never been in a real relationship, so I can tell you.
All right.
Keep going. Keep going.
So I want to give you guys...
I get to turn on Timmy soon here. Keep going.
That is sexist. Don't make the cat noise.
Take it. Do it. No. Okay. Keep sexist. Going.
No, because we might make this
misogynist.
We might say, what do men want? But I think I need to do that survey for men first, right? Before we do a whole episode on what do men want. But so let me go down the list of what the responses that I got. And I'm going to, you know, give you guys the number of people that said this, right? When they gave me the response. And most of them, like you, Heidi, gave me the top three, top four, top five. Okay, so now Tim made a comment earlier, and 2 out of 10 said penis. I'm not kidding.
Thank you. I know women better than all you fuckers.
Okay, two out of ten.
Yeah, that's why you're living alone.
Yeah, but still, I know, because the other ones don't want to admit it. That's
okay,
why.
Hold on. Two out of ten, and these are 2 out of 10 single, married. No, age range.
So everybody that I asked was in a is in a relationship or had just or is recently single. Okay.
Okay.
But they have they've been in relationships and so it's a it was a little it was a variety. Yeah, Jeremy.
Okay. Okay. And age range? All of them around what age?
So 60. I think the youngest one was 25, and the oldest one may have been 45.
Okay, and all heterosexual.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
She her.
Well, some of them might be bisexual. That I know of.
You know, because I don't know a lot of people.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, so
because there's a bunch of things that weigh in on this, right? So
yeah. And look, again, this is not scientific. I'm just telling you guys what. Sure. You know, so 20%, it's a very small. Yeah.
So 20%.
2 out of 10.
That's 20%.
Yeah.
Out of our sample, yes.
Yeah. That was their primary or just one of the things?
It was one of the things that they mentioned. Right.
All right. But it's not that they didn't necessarily put it in a primary one, two, three. No, and some of them
said it in a humorous way. So I don't know how much weight to put on it, but they said it. And they knew that I was asking the question seriously. Okay. So, the next one is, like you, Heidi, and they all worded it differently. And I kind of put it in the same topic
category,
Exactly.
Security.
So security, right? Security, protection. Some of them said, you know, have the balls to, you know, whatever. So I, you know, balls to face danger. Five of them said that this was what women want. The next one was stability, which I could, you know what I mean, like between security and stability, a lot of the answers that I got around stability exactly could be financial, but maybe even emotional stability, because you know the modern man lately. Yeah. So four out of ten answered
40%
stability. And so again, here's one that I separated from security and having balls, which is confidence. A lot of women want a confident man. Four out of the 10. Now here's one that Heidi, like in your list. So if I were to add you to this list, acknowledge compliments, acknowledgement or compliments, right? I categorize those together. Half. Put those in their
five
list.
5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's respect.
Right.
Acknowledgement is respect. Right. So.
No.
Acknowgement is respect.
One of the answers that I got. Let me read to you this answer on this whole compliments and acknowledgement. This was actually a funny one when I read it, because this is what she said. Hold on. I'm going to read it verbatim. She says, "But women want a guy who's into them. Women are narcissists." They want to be acknowledged, but you know, I again, it was the comical the way she said it. But again, five out of ten, only five. I thought this would have been on the top one here. This one, to be loved. See, for me, like, yeah, because you hear the word, and that's like in the women vocabulary, in my opinion, that's like should be there. But only five of them said to be loved.
Well, that makes sense, because that actually falls in line with the divorce rate. 50% of divorce, 50% don't give a shit about love. The other do, right? So the 50% that don't give a shit after everything else falls out of place. Done. See?
I don't think I didn't think love because it. I think in all of those things that are listed, that is love. That is the showing of love. So
I think it's all bullshit. What? I think all this shit is bullshit. They all say a certain thing, but most of them are not with what they want to be with.
Wait, what?
They
what
all say mean? A lot of women say they want this, 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 and that, but they settle for a lot of things that person isn't, because it comes down to, I feel like I can change this motherfucker.
But hold on,
confident, but I'm going to stay with him to change.
Settling is not necessarily in itself a bad thing. I think the idea of not settling is one of the reasons why we're in where we're in. Okay?
Yeah.
Because if you don't bring shit to the table and you'll be like, well, I'm not going to settle, well, good luck. Eventually,
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I think that's the problem, is that people aren't willing to compromise. They're not willing to understand that nobody is perfect.
Fuck you.
Nobody is perfect. Except nobody.
Yeah, I'm fucking perfect.
Okay. But nobody is perfect. Everybody's got flaws. Everybody's got, and you have to be able to compromise. You have to remember how to hold your tongue and keep your fucking mouth shut.
What?
Whether you're a woman or a man.
What? Fuck that.
That's
part of my charm.
Totally. Okay. Anyways, keep going.
With
you
this
have
list.
More. I'm hoping. This one
is actually interesting because, again, to me was. Two said friendship. Now, let's elaborate on this one because this one's very confusing to me because, you know, what does that mean? Because a lot of times, you know, that's a little gray area or a fine line between getting friend zoned.
No. So basically, like, to be able to do, like, you share common things, like you can have true, deep conversations. You can go take a fucking nature walk and be in silent with each other, but still be there. Like, share a bond.
Here's one. Let me ask this question because what do you guys think? If women had the choice, you can pick a guy who's going to be your friend, you know, for a lifetime, or somebody who's going to give you the passion that you're looking for. What do you think women would choose?
They're going to go for the passion because they like, again,
yeah, I definitely went for passion, but I absolutely consider Jeremy to be one of my closest, dearest friends in the sense. I mean,
you lost your man card, bud.
Because I think we built on passion, but I sometimes get upset with Jeremy and he gets upset with me, but
that's life.
I fall back on loving him and our, the things we have in common. And so when I think about friendship and women wanting a friendship, it's to that point, right? When I think about people that are my friends, I think about people I can confide in, that I can trust, that I can, spend silent time and be comfortable sitting next to him and no words have to be exchanged. There's just a comfort there. During the whole COVID pandemic stuff and being locked in the house with Jeremy for the few weeks that we were, before COVID happened, I was terrified of like, what's going to happen in our marriage when the kids are no longer there? Like, do we have the foundation as a couple and in a friendship and passionate in the love and all of those things that we can be around each other, like my mom and dad 24/7 and not kill each other or not be in a divorce or not. And if I learned anything coming out of COVID for me, like we have a pretty kick-ass family. Like we love each other. We are friends. We can survive just us in a house. And yeah, there are some intense times, but at the end of the day, we have each other. And
well, let
whether
me
the
ask
kids
Jeremy,
are there or not, I know that.
Jeremy.
Yes.
Do you concur? Do you concur?
Yes.
Good answer.
So yeah, it's, I always, there's, you know, my dream right now, we have a, 3,600 square foot house and a 200 square foot garage. If I had my way, we'd have a 200 square foot house and a 3,600 square foot garage because I like to go out and do those sorts of things. So like she says, if we're trapped in the house or whatever for long periods of time, there's always something that we can kind of separate from each other and go do, right? She can go do her puzzles or whatever she's into at the time. I can go outside and build another airplane, right? There's no lack of things that we could do away from each other. But there's also the times when we are together. That's like, sure, I don't have a problem hanging out. Yeah. And
so what are things you like doing together as a couple? Like, what do you guys actually like doing besides take shooting?
Oh, we don't go shooting that often, actually.
Yeah, we don't.
So what do you guys actually like doing together? Not with the family.
We love the podcast. It's so great.
Not sex.
Just the two of us. No, so I just.
Oh, no, we're married. We stopped doing that years ago.
Oh, damn.
So her
face. You see Heidi's face. Oh my
God, it's the norm. It's where, yeah, whatever. I know we look forward to traveling. We've always enjoyed doing that together, seeing new things, going to new places together.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how COVID destroys that.
We used to like going to the movies together. Yeah.
Only on like the cheap dollar night movies.
No.
I'm just playing.
Just to go to dinner. Those nights,
I do miss that though. You know what? Not to change the subject, but they reran Raiders of the Lost Ark.
No, like, I'm not seeing that again.
No, it was like 2 months ago. I just so happened to be on the internet, right? And I just so happened to hit it and looked at the website. I'm like, tonight at like 7 o'clock, it's Indiana Jones again. It's like,
okay, Sheldon.
Well, we missed the beginning of the first time around.
We did.
Yeah. And sometimes it's just being in the same room together. The night of our anniversary, and this sounds so funny, Monday night was our anniversary.
We could have podcasted.
And we probably could have. Yeah, we probably could have. We went to dinner and then we went back to the house.
Guaranteed night?
Hoping to be just the two of us.
There's no guarantees.
That's one of the guarantees.
It's a guarantee.
Wow.
Really? There we go. Acknowledge. Fucking acknowledge.
Oh my God. So much anger. So much anger.
How do you put it work on the anniversary?
Oh my God.
It's one of the guarantees.
My your birthday cut into the inside of my lip.
Jesus.
Is that how?
Wait. We don't want details.
This is a family podcast.
We don't want details.
So. But, okay. So anyways, he sat on the couch playing on his phone for a little while.
And that's what you did on your anniversary?
I folded towels and washcloths. It really was. And then...
that's like a true Taliban fucking relationship. And
then we went to bed. We went to bed and...
We could have podcasted that on Monday, goddammit.
Yeah, but then I have to listen to your mouth and your criticisms.
No,
or whatever.
We went to dinner.
Perfect anniversary gift. I would have sang like fucking Tony Bennett, motherfucker.
He gave me my story and my beautiful ring.
Yeah, she's got this thing about a story. I'm not really super sure.
Okay, you guys.
Anyway, no.
Do you remember?
Nobody cares.
Do you remember when he told everybody on the podcast that he married me for a house?
Yes.
No.
Oh my God. Thank you, Nelson. So,
first, I want to clear this up right now.
See, the first divorce of the Salty Show, baby.
This is, she keeps throwing this out there and it pisses me off every time she
hits her.
Jesus.
We won't say nothing.
So, stop it. If you go back to episode 11, I think it was.
Wow, let's go all the way back to the beginning. Jesus. We're not even archiving.
If you go back to episode 11,
archived.
You'll hear this conversation.
Both know what episode it is, by the way. They've talked about this.
For $99,
go ahead, Jerry, go ahead.
$99 subscription, you can get all our old content for $99.
So
go to saltyshow.com.
Shut up, Tim.
And hit subscribe. And $99, send the check to me, we're good.
All right, episode 11. If you listen to it, the question is asked, why did you get married now when we had both agreed previous to that we didn't feel like we needed to be married, right? We were going to spend the rest of our lives together, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. Yeah.
And you guys asked, why did we decide to now get married?
Right.
And I said, well, it's because of the things that were going on with the house. And she takes it and runs with it for the last 3 fucking years.
Can you please pull up episode 11 and replay?
Remember, it only takes one thing. One thing.
She's been running with this thing, telling everybody, he only married me for a house. No. It's like, no, stop.
And
it pisses me off when you do that.
Well,
stop acknowledging her until she stops telling the story.
Oh my God.
Then you can acknowledge her.
Yeah, she tells everybody, he only married me. It's like, no, that was not the question that was asked.
All you
and that's
do
not
is,
the reason why we got married.
Next time she says that, just slap the shit out of her.
I will.
Away.
Jesus. I will.
And just watch everybody's face like.
Opposite end.
I'm just like, ugh.
Well,
it bothers the hell out of me if she does.
I got really baby powder. You can slap the shit out of with the baby powder with the pimp head.
That he really wanted to marry me 3 years ago.
Anyway, nobody hears this.
And our friendship.
He did marry. It's okay.
With no
episode 11, check
it's
it
a true
out.
Friendship.
Jeremy, it's okay that you married for the house. It's okay. Nobody's going to fault you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except my wife, who can't seem to let it go.
I told you.
She's in there with that plunger.
She's frozen. She's frozen.
Trying to pull that
let
shit
it
back
go.
Up.
Anyway, so...
The elephant. The one time you say something, the elephant always
never
remembers.
Forgets.
Never forgets. I'm telling you, and I know they both know the episode because she, you know, they've talked about this at length. I'm pretty sure
they could probably even find the time in the show. You know, 33 minutes and 20 seconds.
I think the reason why we remember episode 11 is because people ask, well, when was your, you know, when they pull it up and they look at it, they're like, oh, there's like 100 and some odd episodes. When was your first
God.
Episode or whatever? So it's like, oh, well, we were on
episode
11.
Yeah.
And I think I think I joined at like 13 or 14.
Wait, so you need to tell me that the original two hosts with us only lasted 11 episodes.
Yeah. No, wait, hold on. They had been, we hadn't published. Remember, Tim? We did a lot of episodes we never published. So
Sam was gone by the time.
Sam and Ray?
Ray was there. Yeah. No, Ray was there until probably like 45 or 50.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did a large number. Like, yeah, she was there. Yeah, she was there for a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, for a while we were doing two a week.
Sam only lasted 11 because then she got married.
We were doing two a week, so Heidi was doing the early in the week, and then Ray was doing later in the week. Yeah, so it was right, a two right. a week yeah. for a while.
They're alternating. Yeah. All right, so let's move on. So the final the final
enough of the Salty Show history.
And, the final topic, which I think you guys are going to find interesting, which is nine out of 10 people answered this one. So and actually Heidi said this one. I think I don't know if she no maybe she didn't. Heidi, did you? Let me check first.
We don't know what it is. You haven't told us.
Security, respect, she did. A man.
So 10 out of 11. So Heidi, because Heidi would be the 11th. So financial. Money, either money or financial was mentioned by nine. And so look, here, I'm gonna say this to a lot of men out there who, you know what I mean? Like, this is important to women. And men don't want to acknowledge this. I'm telling you. Like, no. This is important. If you are not financially... don't have a job and are, you know what I mean? Like, this is critical for women. We're just saying this for, because this was one that the vast majority of women said, this is important to women. And I guarantee you, when I ask this question to men, because I'm going to ask this, I promise you that it will be like four, five, maybe, you know what I mean? Like, not all men are going
to
say this.
I think some men don't want them gold diggers.
But I'm telling you, it's not like something that they look for. It's not going to be in the top, the top five. It's just not.
Well, I think if they're not doing it now, men need to be cognizant of the women, like Tim says, that are gold digging, right? Because that's just a recipe for failure. You need to look for it. But looking for
somebody who's not a gold digger doesn't necessarily mean somebody who's going to. Because see, when women said this from the way that how I read this was financial security, meaning that they don't want to worry about finances. In other words, they're not looking. In other words, men are not going to be looking for a woman who's making good money. You know, that's not going to be in your top list. No, because but you're right. There's been a shift. And a lot of men are moving towards that. And I think that's been the detriment of society because, again, men, this is what women are looking for in you, not you looking for this in women. This is why there's a fucking conflict.
But you know what? Why that's a problem? Because everything is so goddamn expensive. I make great fucking money. But you know what? I could take myself on vacation, nice vacation. But for me to take somebody else on that same vacation, I don't have that luxury. So you got to be able to make something to bring something to the table to offset the bills.
And,
you know what I mean? You don't have to be a millionaire, but you got to have something to be able to pay the bill and you being financial.
Yeah.
Need to have also financial security of not having $100,000 in debt because you fucking decided to do some dumb shit. You know what I mean?
Think I hear more and more. I would love to know, like I asked earlier when I was asking the questions about the women, like how old were they? Were they single, married, in relationships and mm-hmm. that? And the other one that goes along with that is I would love to know from those questions when you ask them of men, those like what's their age group? And I think that's key because I'm hearing more and more younger men. And when I say younger, I'm going to say 30 and under. I'm hearing more and more young men, 30 years or younger. And they're saying, well, I want a sugar mama. They're looking for a woman that is making money, that is earning the income.
That's why there's issues.
Sure,
I'm not going to lie. If I found a 45-year-old that's got a fucking millions and she just wants to fucking, hey, I just need you to fuck me, I'm in.
But I'm hearing more and more, and I said this a couple episodes back, more and more young men saying, oh, well, I'll stay home with the kids because she's going to work. And in most of these instances, the young women are going, wait. I want to be home with my babies. And they're like, you're the breadwinner. You're the one that's making the money. You're the one that's going to school to make the money. And this stuff is being talked about before they say their vows and they're still planning on saying their vows. And I'm like, this is huge. You guys can't decide on who's raising the children and who's going to make the fucking money. the top two most important things I think that couples need to have some agreement on.
Let me expand on that.
That's the problem.
Let me expand on this a little bit, because see, it is not black and white. I acknowledge that. However, if I were to ask women this question, and if I were to ask men this question and phrase it this way, if you find a guy who's a six, right? I'm talking about as far as looks, guy who's a six, but is a millionaire, versus a man who, you know, is a 10, but poor as dirt, you know, who do you pick? You know, men would pick the 10 woman, right? Over, you know, a filthy rich woman. You know what I mean? Because we prioritize differently. So if we put it in that contrast, yes, men and women want different things. I understand what you're saying, Tim, that and Jeremy, that men do not want to be taken advantage, right? Men don't want a gold digger. But at the same time, you know, most men are not going to place financial. In other words, this is a deal breaker for me. Where I think a lot of women, again, 10 out of 11 now, that's the vast majority of women who said this. This, all of them said this, you know, technically, you know, so this is a vast majority of women who put this as their number one thing.
And the other side, the difference, I mean, you're talking a gold digger versus financial security. These are also two different things. Financial security is just that, financial security, where a gold digger is looking at, how much money are you spending on me? Do you have enough money to give me all these luxurious, fine items? You know, the fur coats, the diamond rings, I know some other individuals where, you know, they go every so many years and they upgrade their diamond rings and their diamond earrings and their diamond necklaces to the next size, and the husband's paying the difference on it. And that's where she's happy in her marriage, where like that. I don't get that. I can't. That concept is I don't understand that concept. I don't. That's foreign to me.
We've all seen the ugly dude with a hot ass chick, and everybody will say,
yeah,
oh, he's got money.
What the hell?
Yeah. Well, he's probably, you know, swimming in money.
Here's something I want to do.
When I don't know if they're still going to show up, the people who are going to show up, are they still going to show up?
Yeah, okay. They are. They're
so, I want to, and let's be fair, because you know they don't know how people answered, and I promise you, they will say this, and so I think it's revealing, and a lot of men don't want to acknowledge this, and it's the same issue of women who don't want to acknowledge that for men sex is important, ladies. Sex is important, and again, I know that for a fact, because I don't even have to ask that question. I know all men will say this if they're answering honestly, and if their significant other is not there, they will say this. This is important, and women don't like to acknowledge this, but it's the goddamn truth. Well, and so men don't want to acknowledge
it.
This.
They
but,
know
but
it's
you
the
need
truth.
To know. You need to know this, that women, money, finances, financial security, that is important. That is a turn on for women. So here I'm going to move on to the next. Oh, yeah, Tim, go ahead. You wanted to say something.
I was going
to
say, women know. See, this is the thing. Women know what drives men. They know, and they use that to their advantage. Oh, I'm not going to, for you to get this, you're going to have to really work, you know, whether it's upgrading that ring or taking me on this trip or, you know, you got to do all this shit that I want you to do. It's like, nah, man, like, that's not how this works. Like, it's an animalistic thing. I know you're the not the norm.
No, a lot of women are like this. I'm saying I disagree with you. I don't think that
the power of the pussy. They know that. That's why they call it the power of the pussy.
I disagree. And this is exactly where the whole men are from Mars and women are from Venus or whatever the fuck it is. Because neither men nor women take the time to understand the other person and what's going through their head and what is it. Instead, we make these judgments and we make these stereotypes and we do all of that. It is not a matter of whether or not I want to be physically active and sexual. It's not a matter of whether I want to get naked and go to bed and have sex every single night. I don't think about that and go, I don't want to do this every single night, or I do want to do this every single night. That's not it. My husband turns me on 24/7. The problem is there's always something in my head stopping me. For example, this morning I get out of the shower and the kids are running through the house and we are not in a conventional bedroom right now. And I had my towel wrapped around me and he's got his headset on. And he's on a meeting and I open my towel to tease him.
Ah!
Because I want my husband. Nice.
The video camera was on.
I want my husband. Oh my God. And I want him in that moment.
Stop it.
But I can't have him in that moment. He's on a meeting. Kids are running through the house. I have to be at a meeting myself. Women don't go in and go, let me see if I can trick a man and then hold back sex.
Let me put it this way then. Let me put it this way. Because Heidi, you're saying everything, and I am not going to not acknowledge that that's not true. Okay? I'm taking what you're saying as truth. It's the truth. But here's what I will say to this. It's the same equivalent of a man who comes to a woman and she's like, how come you don't have a job? Well, because today I felt sick and today I went to the interview. Today. Okay, there's a lot of excuses here, but there's no results. So, and he could be completely telling the truth. He's just a guy who has bad luck throughout his life. But women will look at that and say, you don't bring something of value. So here is why it's important. It may not be important to you. It's not working for you, or you don't have time, but it is important to men. Men won't bring it up. Look, I've had friends who have called me in the middle of the night, married friends, because I became friends with the girl before I met the guy, and I became friends with the guy, and he knows that I'm going to say the truth, and I'm going to say the truth no matter what. And I will tell the truth to a female. And they're telling me what we're in this problem. And I say this all the time. You need to acknowledge that this is important to your husband. It may be an ugly truth that you don't want to face, but a man, and I will equate it to that for the female. And that's when it turns on a light bulb and they're like, oh shit, I didn't even think about that. Because if a man has excuses for why he's not financially stable, why he can't provide, why he cannot, women will be like, I don't give a shit. I don't care. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Right. Yeah. And I don't disagree with that. I'm not saying what I was disputing, or the reason I brought that up was because, like Tim was saying, well, women use sex as a ploy tool. As a bribery or as a tool or whatever. And my point and what I'm saying is I disagree with that, that is not what the case is. Things happen. Here's a prime example of one of the things. And I had, to your point, I remember Jeremy saying one time, are we ever going to have sex again? And it was a fair question.
Yeah.
No, it was a fair question. It was a fair question.
Wow.
I'm getting up in the morning. I'm getting kids ready for school. I'm getting kids to school. I'm going to work. I'm working till 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. I'm coming home. I'm taking care of dishes, getting kids into bed, dealing with whatever mess was left at the house. Now it's 10:30 at night. I'm exhausted. Why? In the meantime, the kids did their thing and went to school. Jeremy went to work. And that was it. That's all that they had done that day. Why am I coming home now and doing everything else when I wasn't there? That would have never happened if I had been home. If all I had to do was go to work, then I'd come home and go, you know what? I don't want to be falling. I don't want him to fall into bed at 11 o'clock at night, be exhausted and not take care of my sexual needs. So I'm going to do XYZ to help out. Right. Mm-hmm. And that was a short-lived period of time. But then I realized, you know what? I need to just be exhausted. I just have to. And then so there were a couple nights where it was like 11:30 midnight. I'm like, fuck, I'm just going to be exhausted, because he made the comment. He's like, yeah, he's right. He's right. I haven't.
This is something that
I'm taking care of those needs.
I'm going to say this, and this is a very and look. My motto
but doesn't
is
become fun. Honesty. That's an interesting thing. Sex is supposed to be fun, not a job, right? When you hit those points, I'm exhausted, whatever, you're fulfilling a need, but even for him and you, knowing that it's almost like, not a pity fuck, but just like a, all right, we got to do this for the sake of doing this to stay happy. If it's work, sex should never be work, right? So if it winds up becoming work, is it even that enjoyable? Or he's just almost like, you know what? I'm better off just going to fucking sleep, because I'm actually angrier now.
I don't think it's work for Jeremy. It wasn't work for him. It was me that needed to. So what? That's to Nelson's point. Get up and go to your fucking job and make your money, because it's a job. You may not like it. You may not want to do it, but it's your job and you have to do it for your spouse who is relying on you for your financial whatever. The woman needs money. The man needs to go and do that. Just like The woman, guess what? Suck up your own little, this is a job right now. Yeah, it's a job right now.
I'll just ask
it is. It happens sometimes.
Sex is even fun when everybody's just exhausted and they know it. And it's like,
most men won't care. Tim, that's the honest truth. Most men, look, let me put it this way. Tim is the only exception here, by the way. You're the one in the night out of the 10. But most men, I promise you, won't care. As long as that is being fulfilled, most men would be happy. Let me put it this way. And I've given this example to a lot of female friends of mine, and it's just a great analogy. And it's very true. When I used to work out in Arizona, and I've said this story multiple times, but it's pertinent to right now. When I used to go into work to where we all used to work, if you go down Bell Road, you know, there's all those restaurants, you know, down that road, mm-hmm. right? You see all these restaurants. And if I didn't have breakfast that morning, my fat ass didn't have breakfast that morning. And I got off. I got off on Bell Road. Every goddamn restaurant looked fucking delicious. Taco Bell, fucking. I don't care. I was like, fucking, put that in my face. And women,
wow.
Women, this is men. Look, I promise you, if he's not being fed in that area, I promise you, any goddamn Taco Bell is going to be fucking phenomenal. So, I'm not just justifying cheating. This is not what I'm trying to do. But women need to be conscious about this, because a lot of times, again, and good intentioned women, I don't think they're being bad. They're just like, well, I'm not in the mood. But the thing is, it's not for you. This is important for men, right? But society has said, if you're doing it, you don't want to. That's rape. This is childish thinking.
No, that's bullshit.
But I promise you, society is saying this shit, and it's wrong, because society doesn't want to acknowledge that this is important to men. And it is.
Yeah. So I think it was a comedian or somebody once mentioned that in order for, generally speaking, right? In order for women to have sex, they have to have feelings. Mm. For men to have sex, they need opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes.
Right. So just think about that statement, right?
Slide it in.
You could be a happily married man and you go on a business trip out of town. And you go to the bar at the hotel and there's a cute little brunette who's serving you drinks all night and she sits on your lap. Guess what? You may be happily married, but
that opportunity just
fell literally into your lap.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And guess what's going to happen that night? Right. That's what men need in order to do that sort of thing. Whereas women need.
On that point, Jeremy, to go mm-hmm. even further on that, and this is again not popular, and a lot of women are going to be like, "Oh, this is despicable," but we're throwing truth out there. To expand on your point, Jeremy, men and again, women are, you're not going to like this, but this is a goddamn truth. And I'm not saying this is right, but men can cheat on their wives and still be in love with them. It's not an act of love that they're doing. This is wrong,
right?
But
yeah,
men can cheat and still be in love with their wives. Women, on the other hand, in general, have to fall out of love before they can do that and have to build emotions towards the guy that they're going to cheat with. It's very rare when we know it's like a whatever out of nowhere. Again, this is in general. And we have to acknowledge these truths.
Yeah.
Because this is why we're seeing the numbers that we're seeing in divorce.
And I wonder how many of those outliers that you do, you know, like you said, the number of men that are cheating are probably much higher than the women that are doing the same thing. And I wonder what percentage of the women that are doing that don't have that same, you know, mental chemical makeup in their brain that requires the love in order to do that. Right. Because, you know, like when you say in generalities, 90% of women are going to be this way, right? Well, that 10%, how much of that 10% are the ones that are acting this way versus the 90% that most likely wouldn't act that way?
That 10%, though.
And I had heard the same thing, that kind of what Jeremy was saying is men, to your point, you know, men don't go out and intend on finding cheating. It's just an opportunity that happens. Right. You know, people always get, I listened to some women that have got mad. Well, they're so angry at their husbands because their husbands went out and cheated. And I always ask a couple of questions. And one of them is, okay, well, are you taking care of the needs at home, for one? And then the other question that I always ask is, why are you mad at him? Was he wearing his wedding ring? Well, yeah. Then why are you mad at him? Because he's just doing what his male, what is ingrained in his, in him is a man.
Yeah.
A man is to go out and get women pregnant. I mean, it, like, let's take it back to men and women in the very, very beginning. Right. And that's just what they did. Men impregnated women and to procreate. Right. Yeah. Women. But that's different. If a woman is cheating, it is because if a man comes to me and says, my wife is cheating, the very first, you are not doing your job. There is something at home that you are not doing for her. And she has found it somewhere else.
Yes.
Period. Every time. I've never heard a man complain about a woman cheating where that was not the case, where it was not something broken down at home that he was not doing for her. And she went out.
Wait, you're telling me that staying home playing Minecraft for 24 hours a day is not meeting her needs? I'm confused.
So it's ironically, over the weekend, I was at my buddy's house. You know him. You've had some arguments with him. On Instagram.
You know him. You've argued with him.
Yeah, you've had some arguments with him on Instagram.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
You know. So I'm talking to him and his wife, and you know, we talk a little. You know, talked a little politics without going too far deep, right? You know, just certain things. And I was like, you know, I was like, you do realize, I said, no matter what, at the end of the day, I said, if all this shit broke down tomorrow, I said, all rules go out the window. I said, what do you think guys are going to do? I said, women are fucked because guys will go be true animals. People forget that the only thing that keeps men, you know, keeps people at bay is rule of law, you know, systems, you know, of faith, religion, all that shit. There's set of rules that keep people in place. You take those rules away, we're no different than any animal, right? Because we're hunters. We're, you know, and it's a doggy dog world where the weak will die.
Yeah.
The weak will die and the only strong will survive. It's the truth.
Yeah.
You can be the biggest computer nerd in the world, but guess what? If the power goes out and the systems are down and there's no computers to do, what value do you have? How do you survive?
Yes.
Women, what are you going to do? Oh, women's lib. Fuck women's lib. I'm going to do whatever. What protection you got? There's no law stopping you. So again, to that point, men are opportunity. Like, you know, when you look at a male dog, he goes up to everything and humps it. You see another dog barking at him like, oh, that's my bitch. No, he'll go right behind her and fucking stick his little pee pee in there next. They don't care because that's what they do.
Exactly. Exactly. So the general question, the topic of the show is what do women want? And this is a very general, broad question. But Heidi apparently needs some backups. So we're going
to pull the mic closer to you.
So we're going to ask this question to you ladies. And again, we did a survey, to some friends of ours, and got a variety of responses. So there's three questions. And the first one is very general. What do women want? And so when you answer this, just give the top three. What do women want? And obviously this relates to in a relationship, you know. Yep. Go ahead.
Sure. Right. And it's a generalization, not specifically directly towards you. Okay. Yeah.
Well, and we fucked up already. We didn't even introduce them.
Yeah.
Well,
we should.
Saul's a horrible host.
Go ahead. Because they're Heidi's friends. We'll go. Cause they're your friends, Heidi. So if you guys want to state your names and if you guys want to use aliases, you can go ahead. Yep.
Okay, yeah, you can use aliases if you're comfortable with that. Do you want me to call you by something other than your names?
No, that's all right.
Okay,
here.
You're like, yeah, I'm good. This is let's bring it on. Okay, so,
how old are they? First of all, right? How old are they? And then their names. Yep.
I'm 22. My name is Shauna.
20, and I'm Thea.
Shauna and Thea. Okay.
So I was looking for a little bit of for the listeners. Like I'm, we always hear the opinions of the four of us. And when I saw this topic come up, I'm like, okay, we need some younger opinions of, younger female generation. So I reached out to my son, Connor, who's been on the show and our listeners already know about. I said, hey, you have a couple friends that you speak to me about and tell me stories about, would they be willing to come in and get on the show? And, there were a couple of things that I asked them and I want the listener to understand is like, are they, like-minded, conservative-minded ladies.
Even if they weren't.
But that was something because I, you know, just to stick with the theme of kind of where we go. And then the other things that I asked about was like independence and how independent are you? And then whether you're working or going to school or have goals and plans and things that you want to do with your future. So because he could have invited some other young ladies and that's no thank you. So that's what brought us here today.
Talk too much.
So that's what brought us here today. And I want to make sure I set it up for the listeners because, you know, you said, I know these young ladies and they're friends of mine. Well, let's give a little background and why these two ladies are on the show. So there you go. All right.
So the first question.
All right.
And we'll go with Shauna. What do women want?
Honestly, probably happiness. Happiness, communication without, like, throughout anything. And then success.
From a man.
From a man.
No, just.
Well, that's
okay,
what
so
I
just we're asking in general.
In a man.
Okay,
in
so
a man.
Specifically, what does a woman want in a man? Yeah.
It's okay to say it. There's no wrong answer.
Yeah.
Literally the same stuff, like successful relationship, you know, hoping that it'll last. And then communication, because communication is obviously key. And then obviously happiness, because you can't really have a relationship if there's no happiness there.
What makes happiness?
Well, you have to be happy with yourself to be. I don't know.
Okay.
I just know, like, if you have to be happy with yourself to be happy with someone else.
Okay.
Yeah. Mainly just equality and like stability. So if they're not like mentally stable, it's gonna like kind of go off the hinges, as well as like equal. So somebody that is willing to work just as hard as you in a relationship and work with you and meet that like goal, or else it's just gonna like fall through.
So you said mental stability or stability, any other type of stability?
Mentally and financially, it really does. Like, it's something that women really look for.
There you go. Okay, so and you guys are joining this. We are an hour into the podcast, so we've been having a very heated moment conversation about this. And obviously, right now we have broad spectrum of life's experiences. Me and Tim are both single. Jeremy, obviously, and Heidi are married, and you guys are single and
wait,
young.
No one told me that. What happened?
Wait, you're happy?
What happened?
Wait, did you just say he's happily married? I don't know. He doesn't acknowledge her. He doesn't have sex with them. I mean, it's all talk about happiness. I don't know where the fuck happiness came out of.
And just to bring you guys up to speed. So again,
his belly's empty and his balls are full.
This question to several female friends of ours. And one of the major responses from the vast majority of them, and you guys are a good sample for this as well, is financial. Most of the women had financial in that list, and so our message to men, young men out there, you know, starting to get into the dating world, is that this should be a goal for you. I think somebody mentioned, you know, lasting, successful, right? Successful. I equate that to, you know, you have a career, you have something, you're doing something. So it can still be financial. And so, but a lot of men, in my opinion, today and age, we have given them a wrong message, and they don't think that finances is important. And it is very important. On the other side, and this is the conversation that we were having that led to a heated debate, was there is the equivalent on the other side, which is women. What is important for men? And I haven't done the survey, but I guarantee you, and there was a consensus here with the men. And
let's ask them what they think men want.
What do you think, men want?
Men want.
So we'll start with Thea this time.
All right, Thea.
Probably about the same thing, mainly like financial stability and loyalty.
Okay. And
just because that seems to be an issue.
These hoes ain't loyal.
And what about Shauna? What do you think?
Honestly, I feel like with guys, that's where like sex comes into play, because if you're not having sex with a man, he's not going to be happy. So that's where I stand. So like, if you're not having sex with, like, let's say your boyfriend or your husband, he's not a happy man.
Preferably your husband.
Yeah. Well, we talk, you know, both if you have time.
As long as you're having sex with somebody all the time, they're going to be happy.
She got both of them, a boyfriend and a husband.
Yeah, I mean, if you got time for both of them, great. All right,
there you go. She's definitely getting financial stability.
Now, here's something that revealing, guys, when I ask this question, right? And I'm going to see if you guys can think about it. What was not mentioned, right? Because I gave you guys a list of what the responses were. Okay, you know what? For Shauna and Thea's benefit, let me just go through them really quick here. What some of the answers were. And again, guys, this is was a broad spectrum of women that I asked this. I think 25 was the youngest and 45 was the oldest. Two out of the 11, and now there's 13, 14 now. I promise you, this was the answer. And they said penis. I'm not kidding. To some women out there, this is important.
Look, yeah, that so plays a role too.
Okay. The
you
next one was
speckle. Nobody wants that shit. It's like, what is that thing? That is it. Is that your thumb?
Sometimes you got to put it on the table. Anyway, okay, so
please put the pencil away.
Yeah, please. Do.
What is that thing?
Put the pencil away too. All right, no, hold
like,
on. So,
like they squint at it. They're like, huh?
They got microphone. I'm a magnifying glass.
Like, huh? What is that? All right, you can be a millionaire. Small dick. No, bye.
The next one on the list is security. A lot of women said they want security protection. They want to feel protected from their significant other. Okay, five out of 10 or whatever. Now 14, 13. Others said stability. 4 out of the 13 said stability was important. 4 out of the 13 said confident. A lot of women. Confidence, no. Acknowledgement.
I mean, yeah.
Be acknowledged.
I think only one said that.
Fuck you. There were more than just
five.
Me. Dick.
Or six. Six out of the 13 said.
Six. Yeah. Acknowledgement. See, there you go.
Bye. Five. To be loved. This is a very general term there. Friendship. Two out of 13 girls, a female said this. That they want a friendship, and then the last one that we mentioned, which is the majority, said financial, money, you know, they phrased it in some way or another, or you know, successful, right? And so here is the question that I want to ask you guys now, so because there was something missing here, and I promise you, I'm going through everybody's responses, not one, and even you guys in this room here mentioned this. What do you think is not on this list for the men out there? What do you think women didn't put on their top list of what they're looking for?
Looks.
Now, let me ask you guys this question. Is that important?
I mean, no, because you could be really, really like hideous, but like have an amazing personality.
Yep.
How do you have sex with somebody that's hideous?
It's called temper bag.
Like you put Tim, a bag over his fucking face.
Tim, I mean, it's happening. Okay, I mean, can't. Obviously, like
oh, Tim, you're having a
like, no. Remember, he's in a dry spell.
Oh, Tim, don't come on now.
Just kidding. I mean,
no, but see, here's the thing that a lot of men, because men place emphasis on that. I promise you, I haven't asked men this, but I know it's going to be there in that list. A good portion of men are going to say looks. What else is not on that list? Think about this. What else did women not mention that men focus on a lot? Now
men focus on, but women focus because their bodies, hands down. Men definitely, for sure, 100% focus on women's bodies.
Yeah,
well, that's and look, so right.
Yeah, but to her point, they're separate. I think you're right. I think they're separate. I think there's looks like the visual, what a face looks like, and then the
and then
body.
The body.
Right. And we had this conversation earlier today where you were like, well, yeah, it was a beautiful body. And then I saw their face. So it was, well, but I mean, that I would agree. There are two different things there.
I'll take a beautiful fucking face and good eyes over a fucking busted ass face and big old titties.
You would put a blanket over her face. Stop it. You know you would.
No.
This guy. Or a pillow.
Look at him.
Stop it.
You're fucking kissing me like.
Really?
No, but that, again, these are things that men focus on, thinking that that's what women want. And I'm not saying women don't want this. But what I'm saying is it's not on their top list, you know, and none of them, I mean, you guys in this room are the sample in this room. Nobody said looks. And again, if men were to ask this question, and this is something that women don't like, right? But it's a goddamn truth, right? Men will focus on looks. Men will focus on physical appearance. And is it fair? I don't know, but it's the truth. It's a reality. Some men won't tell you, but this is important for men. Okay, so I'm going to...
Do you think it's always been like that? Do you think it's always been about that with guys? Or do you think that with looks, or is that becoming more of the last 40 years?
It's the last 40 years, and I'll tell you why. Because if you look at the Roman statues, some of these women were very plumpy. And you know what? Me, I'm all about that.
That it was Saul. Yeah,
hey, you would have been great in heaven. DC, bro. You would have been in heaven.
He's exactly. Like, yeah, buddy. Yeah. Look
with
at
that fucking gut hanging out. Look like, at come it. Here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I want that belly, girl.
Yeah, exactly. Man. Come on,
them titties. I just want to squeeze that stomach.
we all know Saul's hopeless. Type. But I think with like women, if we say anything about like looks, we're considered shallow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or
be shallow, fuck,
or
man.
Even like with money, you're considered like a gold digger.
Yeah,
so it's kind of hard to voice our opinions because there's always something negative.
But yeah. See, that's why we said that's why we said what do you think women? Because that way you remove it from yourself, right? You have that anonymity,
generalized.
And you could have said, well, you know what? I know some women who this is important for them, right? Even though it's you know, like saying, hey, you know, I know somebody who does, and you're talking about yourself. Okay, so now something else that wasn't there, and maybe it does have to do with, you know, the body, but health, lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Like nobody that it was not on list. And again, that's something that
biggest things that turned me on about Jeremy. One of the first times I went to his house, he had his closet door open all the time, and his hangers and his clothes, they were in color. They were like colored together.
You got worse on a nerd than I did.
I was like,
you should see my house phenomenal. Now. It's a goddamn disaster.
Yeah. It was super sexy. I seriously found that like OCD cleanliness. It was picked up and
now
the
look
hangers
at what you
were
did
all,
to him.
Dude, man.
It's like what this dog did to me, man. Shit.
See, it's fucking kids.
You wind up adapting to shit you never wanted, and now you got. You just like, God damn it, ruined my life.
Like Jeremy says, put the dick down. Jesus.
I'm gonna throw up. I'm gonna throw up. I'm just not gonna lie. I'm just gonna definitely throw up on that one.
Stop it. You're disgusting. Jeremy's like, I can't cut that part off, Jeremy, if you're not comfortable with that, you know, people.
You want to cut his dick off?
No. About how endowed.
No.
What part was he not comfortable?
Wait, what?
Okay, so
what about his schmeckle?
Exactly. Heidi's airing out laundry here. Okay, so.
I have a schmeckle, so.
Here's another question that I think I'm going to ask the ladies, which is, If you had, I'm going to present to you two guys, everything else being equal except these things. You have, say he's a number six looks, but a millionaire, you know, versus a 10, but dirt poor, doesn't have money, no car, no job, no house. Which do you pick?
And no interest in getting any of it.
Yeah, no motivation. Who do you pick?
I told you,
because my ex boyfriend, after he got out of the military, he had nothing. So I was the one paying for everything. I was doing all the supporting and everything. And then once we had moved to a different city, that's when, you know, he got his shit together because I had put my foot down. So I'd rather go with the broke one because at least he can actually start from nothing and then go.
Him.
Yeah. And then go to like and become something that like he wants to actually be.
But he doesn't want to be.
But he has no
exactly.
motivation.
No, what we said
I could
was
give him
no
that
motivation.
Well, ooh, I can give him that motivation.
Oh, sweetie, no.
That's what I'm saying. You're trying to change him. What did I tell you before they got here?
Hold on. Wait. Sorry, Rocco. All right, Thea, go ahead.
I honestly would have to say the same thing, but Because, like, with $1 million, like, that person's probably a little bit selfish.
How do you
and
know?
And, like, it's just for personal experience.
So, hold on. No, hold on. So see, here, you guys are not taking the question, as I said, at face value, because I said all things else being equal. In other words, you have
everything else being equal.
You know what I mean? Everything else is equal. They're both decent guys, right? Everything else is equal. But you have one who's not motivated, doesn't want to, you know, but he's very good looking, a 10. And then you have one who's a 6, but very motivated, you know, pursuing his career and making something of his life. So
the rest of it's equal.
Then right. I'd have to choose a 6.
Yeah, just definitely the motivation. 6. Yeah, because like he's got something going for him. But I don't know. I come from a different standpoint because of what I had to deal with my ex. So. Because he literally had nothing when he got out of the military, and then I was the one who was doing the supporting.
Let me ask you this question, and I don't mean to pry, and you don't have to answer. But obviously, he's your ex for some reason. Yeah. And so while you had the notion that you could change him and be his motivation, at the end, it didn't work out. Can we ask why?
He actually started getting physical with me and started like abusing me in any way, shape or form. So I had to get out of that.
Obviously that's a, what do you say to that? Nothing. You can't, it's indefensible. Yeah.
You got quiet real quick. You're like,
no, because
It could have been something different than that though. It could have been money. It could have been, you know, cheating. It could have been,
you can't defend that. So, you know, I could defend cheating before I could defend.
You know, put your points on nobody.
To me, that's a deal breaker. Yeah. That's, you know, you're a piece of shit. Right. No.
I mean, unless they want, you know, to be choked and shit like that, that's different.
Yeah, oh, every once in a while, it's nice when he lays
back. That's okay, man. You can get abused real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
Connor, what did you invite me to?
Tim's. What? Guys, have you guys met Tim?
No. Who was it towards you?
No, I'm talking about me cheating.
Yeah. Oh, that comment. Yeah, nasty. Okay. Fucking sitting there putting up sheetrock. He's like, oh, yeah, this is where we're going to put the handcuffs and shit.
Nobody said that. You made that up in your head.
No
one said that.
He's like, this is where we're going to put the sex swing and the haircut. I had to leave. I almost threw up.
No, that all happened just inside Tim's head.
No. He's like, we got to anchor this in because this is where we're putting the haircut. I was like, ugh.
There's seriously something wrong with Tim.
It's too much estrogen from those vegan days where he lost his mind for a little while. Got some estrogen pumped in there, and now he doesn't remember.
Dude, I still think I'm fucked up.
At least
I still
you know
think
what
I'm
your parents
up.
Are doing in their free time.
Yeah, doggy style. Oh, get wrong.
God. And we lost. And demonetized.
There goes Tim.
Demonetized.
Great. This is not what women want. I'm just throwing that out there here. The
what, face down, ass up?
Things.
Face down, ass up?
So Tim, let me ask you this question, Tim, because you said something at the beginning of the show that you were adamant about. And you said, women don't know what they want. Now, I agree with you, but I'm curious to know, what, if you can expand on that. Why what do you,
you ever
why
see
do you
them
say,
try to fucking, we've had this conversation. You ever see them try to fucking order food? They don't know what they want. They don't know what food they want. They don't know what this. They take forever. They really don't. In their mind, they do, but then the emotions kick in. And that's it. Everything's an emotional thing. The logic is out the door in a lot of that shit. Because in a lot of women's minds, they see that, but then they're like, oh, he's nice. He's this. I can maybe save him. I can help him. But it's like, man, fuck that.
I agree with you to a certain extent because...
Can't be Captain Save-A-Ho. Okay. From either side, you can't be Captain Save-A-Ho.
Jesus. So I agree with you to this extent. Because, I say the same thing. And you're right. We've had this conversation. Most women don't know what they want. And let me phrase this way. Because I've had conversations where a woman will say, well, you know what? I would like a guy, if a guy said this and did that and did all this. And what they describe is somewhat of a friend, but that's not what they date, right? They date the confident, the leader, the everything that they don't describe, you know, oh, I'm looking for somebody that I can, You know, and this obviously depends on the age, ladies, because, you know, right now you guys are in your early 20s, but ask Heidi. I think women's mentality changes in my opinion every 5 years. And I've seen this, you know, with my experience with being with some women, is that women will change, and today they will focus on, oh, well, I want the guy, you know, in high school, college, I want the guy who has status, the football player, this and that. And then later on, it there's a flip, a switch that flips. They're no
but
longer
I
looking
also
for that.
Feel like, yeah. I feel like women's minds changes if something traumatic happens or something causes them to think otherwise.
Experiences.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And
but
I think that's anybody.
But I think that even goes for guys. Like, because most guys, like, as they get older, like, they realize, like, all right, when you're younger, you want to date the prom queen and the girl that does all the normal shit. But then as you get older, like, a lot of guys start going, who's going to be a good mother? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because now you're not looking for the looks. You're looking for, if I'm going to have a family, I can have a 10, but if she don't want to fucking, if she can't even take care of herself, you know what I mean? How's she going to take care of a baby?
Yeah.
She look at it and just fucking leave it in the trunk to go out. You know what I mean?
But that's also when men get older. When women go through something traumatic, their mind right away changes. They start thinking about stuff differently. Yeah.
I've dated plenty of those. I got a fucking story.
You love them broken. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. We've all been fucking raped,
but I do agree with that. I think it's an experience thing. I think for men, it's more of a maturity. Like they start to grow up and they get out of that being a little boy.
We grow up.
Well, to an extent, there's a maturity part.
One of these days you'll get there, Tim. It's fine.
But I think for women, it's experiences. I was, so prime example, I wasn't allowed to date when I was a kid.
You
just
did
wasn't,
it anyway.
I wasn't allowed to, so it didn't happen.
Oh,
so I went through high school.
Lot,
and it does. It really
that explains
does.
Everything.
Because I went into relationships with men at a younger age, very naive and not understanding. I had a very Cinderella story idea, like Prince Charming was going to show up on this white horse. And that was the idea that I had. And you didn't have children unless you got married. You had to be married. So I just had this image of what it was supposed to be like. Mm-hmm. And so I met Prince Charming, so to speak, and got married and then got pregnant and realized, oh my God, Prince Charming. So if I have Prince Charming, that means that I have to endure the abuse, the mental, the emotional, the physical, like this is part of Prince Charming. Well, I don't know that I want that either. So I get rid of that. You know, I go through the divorce. Well, there's more to it than that. But so I get divorced, and then becoming a mom from that marriage. Okay, now things have changed very much for me. But at the same time, the experience that I've now had with men have made me go, okay, well, maybe I don't want somebody that's a man's man. Maybe I want somebody that's going to be more of a
beta.
Well, what do you want, honey? And more of a snowflake. I mean,
somebody
for the lack of.
Pay.
But somebody that I'll be the breadwinner. I'll make the money. And at least I don't have to put up with a man's man. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then do they make enough money? And money was the number one factor. I'm like, are they making enough money to support me? Are they making enough money that, you know, so every experience I went through changed. And then all of a sudden, one morning I look in the mirror and I was like, wait a minute, I'm worth more than what I'm doing with my life. But I didn't know that. I'm 35 years old and I didn't know that. I've got three kids and I'm looking in the mirror and all I'm hearing is all of the negative crap from society around me in my head that I'm not worthy. I don't deserve. I don't whatever. And I had to come to the realization and grow up in my own way to say, hey, guess what? You deserve XYZ. You are worthy. You are allowed to. That's when I think, at least for me, that the doors opened up, that I could respect a man in my life, that I could appreciate a man to be a man and to do the things that men are supposed to do for a woman and submit.
Let me ask you
but
this
respect.
Idea. Do you think your mentality or your perspective will change as time goes on? Do you think that you will
be old now?
It just honestly depends. It literally just depends. Because you could have go through the same shit and deal with the same bullshit over and over again, but, even after.
But see, I disagree. I think that if you're doing that, then you haven't done what I just explained. In young women, this is what, this. Every young woman I've ever met and I've had conversations with, and I've really got to know what their experiences are and then how they're making that same mistake over and over again. It's the same thing. And I did it. And that's what I'm saying. It was something had to change where it wasn't, first of all, If there was a list of things I went down, and if a man didn't have the list of these things, I moved on. I'm like, you're done. You're like, X marks the spot. We're finished. Saul, to answer your question, do I think I will change my opinion or my thought or my view? No. Yes and no. I say yes and no. Yes, I will, because things are going to change around us. The kids will get older. For lack of a better word, it'll be our time. So can I see us becoming a little more selfish, self-centered? Sure, I could see that. Do I think that what I expect out of Jeremy will change or what I want out of Jeremy will change? No, I don't. I think that every time I think something needs to change, he just naturally does that. And I don't know if that's just because of the way our dynamic works.
He just doesn't want to hear you.
And maybe that's what it is too, is that I'm vocal. So I'm like, this
he's
is
laughing.
Is.
He's true.
And he's mature enough. Oh, and God. Jeremy's mature enough and old enough to go, okay, I'm hearing her. I'm listening and I'm hearing her. Maybe that's what it is. I definitely think that opinions will change. I never, ever, ever believed that you could fall in love more every day. I never believed that before. And then over the past 7.5 years, I do believe that. I do truly believe that. Like I said, this morning I got up, I got a shower, and I came around the corner, and this happens very often for me. And I get this little girl giddy feeling in me. And like I said, what did I do? I teased him. I'm like,
Your son's right there.
It was bad timing. I look forward to as I get older is that I will be able to get that giddy little girl feeling, come around the corner. I won't have fucking kids running through the house. He won't be on a meeting, and I'm going to open my towel and I'm going to do that little dance and he's go, yep, it's time.
He's going to be 55 years old. His dick
will
hurt.
It will still work.
He's going to get the
my
blue
dad
pill.
Is
you know he will.
My dad is 73 years old and his penis works just fine.
Stop
so
it. I'm okay, like, hold on. I want to bring it back to something here because you guys mentioned, and I think it was Shauna who mentioned this, and I think it's a... And look, I'm going to put it this way because I think this is a common misconception or a mistake that a lot of younger girls make. And it is this, when asked, well, I want to be whoever your significant other is, their motivation to change or to inspire them. I promise you that is a recipe for disaster in any relationship. Because if you feel that you are going to inspire somebody, especially somebody, the older that they get, people build their characters and they're already that person. And to think that you can come in and be an inspiration, I promise you that is a recipe for failure because it is. And I think anybody who's, all of us here who are much older can acknowledge this, that sometimes people that's just who they are. And once they reveal that to you, run, especially if it's the physical shit in that, that do not tolerate
that. That explains.
I took a college course once.
Explains everything.
I took a college course once. And in the course, it said what we were talking about. And it said you cannot motivate people. People have whatever motivation they have inside of them. They are motivated, whatever that looks like.
Right.
You can inspire people. You can. Add to somebody's life, but you can never give them motivation. They either have motivation or they don't have motivation, and they have to have the desire. If they recognize that they don't have the motivation, they have to have the desire to change it, to wake up in the morning and go, oh, I just don't feel like getting off this couch today, but I know I have to. So I force myself to do it. That's it takes. It's just, and nowadays I feel sorry for the young women today because y'all are screwed, man. These young men are 24, 25, 26 years old sitting bitches. On mommy's and daddy's couch.
Little bitches.
They don't want to get a job. They don't want to go to school. They don't want to. And mom and dad are paying the bills and letting
so
them.
I guess, that's an interesting question for the young ladies. Is that what you're seeing in the men your age? Men, I use that word loosely. Men.
Honestly, like men around my age, because I tend to go
they're
for
not men,
like,
they're boys.
Old, no, I go for older ones because younger ones technically don't really know what they want in life until like they have, you know, actual plans set when like they were still in high school. Uh-huh. But most men that I tend to go for still don't know what the hell they want in life.
And when you say older, what age group is that?
My ex was 25. So I
it's
was
like 3 years older than you.
Yeah, but I was 21 when I started dating
him. That was 4 years.
Still.
You're still like, yeah, like still you still older. Don't like
25. But it's okay.
21 to 25, you still don't know what you want.
But it's older than a 21-year-old or a 22-year-old.
Like, I have my plan set. I've known what I've wanted since I was maybe 15.
What's that?
To become a cosmetologist, and if I don't do that, to join the military.
Gotcha.
And Shauna, what about you? I'm Thea, sorry.
She's been real quiet.
It's okay.
No, no, we gotta get Thea.
Yeah, go ahead, Thea.
So Thea, I'll ask the question again, just for clarification. The men your age, 21, the ones that you date, hang out with, whatever, how are they? Are they motivated or are they sitting on the couch waiting for mommy to bring them a sandwich?
Anybody that I give my time to is a hard worker. Currently I'm with somebody, we both work 12-hour shifts. So if they're like not supporting themselves and they don't have goals, they're not going to work their ass off like I am, they're not worth my time. But there are plenty of men out there right now that have no job, are sitting on their asses.
Right. What would you say the percentage is of just your interactions? Not.
Well, how old is your significant other then?
20.
So you're both 20. Okay.
21.
She's 21.
21. 21. Doesn't matter.
I swear to God, I heard 20 when
she said 21.
Okay. I don't know.
She made a mistake.
I'd have to say like 60% are probably about like lazy.
60%. Okay.
And then like the 40% are the ones that are hard workers, just because it's more accepted in society now to sit on your ass.
So yeah, I can actually attest to a lot of things she's saying, because the place where I DJ at, right, everybody's your guys' age, right? Even maybe a little younger. And you see majority of them, all they're doing, they all live, most of them live at home. They all live at home. All they do is fuck. I've never seen people do so much coke in my life. Jeez. They literally all run to the bathroom. I'm like, where do you guys get this money from? They're sitting at a sushi restaurant 4 or 5 times a week drinking. And you know, his prices ain't cheap. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're all drinking. Some of them got good jobs. Most of them don't. You know, they're servers and they're always getting fired from this because they don't want to go to work and they're sleeping in and they're just, all they do is fucking drink and do drugs. But then there's 2 or 3 of them out of the bunch. One of them, he works at a hospital. He's going to school. You know, he's trying to do all that. The other one, he's a he works for a fucking like loan office, does commercial loans. You know what I mean? The kid's doing good for himself. You know, he's learning the trade, learning the business. You know, super. But a lot of them do lean more conservative. But the ones that are actually doing really well actually have very good value. Mm-hmm. Really weird.
I don't think it's weird. I think that's a great recipe for success.
No, but for these kids, like how young they are, and you're looking at this going, fuck, dude. And I tell them all the time, I'm like, even the girls, when they're all sitting there, I'm like, what are you doing to yourself? I was like, you do realize, I'm like, this is going to ruin everything about you. Because then the decisions you make, because, you know, how many times we had to fucking fix the goddamn bathroom in there because they're all fucking in there as well. Seriously. Dude, it's ridiculous,
and
bro. It's,
oh, and to add on to that, most females are also in the same boat as men, not wanting to get up and get a job.
Yeah.
Because now there's OnlyFans. So women will literally sell their nudes, sell sex tapes, and post it on there for that. I'm serious.
Oh, no. I know, because somebody's got a subscription to it.
Yeah, I tried that. It didn't work for me. I don't know what happened. You know, I went
Speechless. You do that.
I want to do a foot one because I have sexy feet. I really have cute feet.
You know, people actually on OnlyFans with sexy feet, and I'm like, how? Why would any guy pay that money? But there's some sick fucking people.
There's people. No, I'm telling you, look, this is a reality. And to expand on some points, because I've been wanting to add to you guys' conversation, which was on top of success, right? Women and motivating a guy, you know, being the inspiration for a guy. I think and both sexes make this mistake, which is thinking that you can change the other person, thinking that you can make somebody happy. I made that mistake many times in my life, thinking, take care of this person, you know, unhappy. And I came to a realization after whatever relationship I was in, and I said, you know what? I'm done. I'm done trying to make somebody happy. You need to come to the table knowing how to be happy on your own. And if that person cannot find happiness on their own, there's nothing that I could do to change that. I had to come to that realization after many difficult relationships. And I don't know what's happening with society, because this is compounding. And I think this is unheard of, because if you guys compare it or put it into context, in how historically things were, men were maturing much younger. I'm talking about young men at the age of 18 already getting married and making a life for themselves, you know, getting a career and being able to do it with one job, one person working, and the woman stays home and raises kids. What happened? Something changed. And now we're in a society where people are maturing much older than before, and they're not happy. So I think a lot of this has to do with, you know, these, like Tim says, some people that we've lost these values that we were teaching to young generation. And for some reason, it's no longer popular. Oh, well, that's the old way of doing it. But we know better in a bathroom.
I add on to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like parents also have a big role, because they're supposed to be teaching their kids from right and wrong.
Well, yes. That's where the values come in, right? When you have good parents, but now you have fucking every other person's an elemental fucking person. You know what I mean? So it's just every day there's a new fucking letter. And
elemental P people?
Yeah.
I think it's just entitlement.
Yeah, like, elemental P people.
A lot of like entitlement and like snowflakiness has just been spread. Like, we can't even play dodgeball in schools anymore. Like, kids are not learning, like, it's okay to get hurt. It's okay for people not to like you.
So that brings up another good point, because most of us are very far out of, actually being in high school and dealing with the trials and tribulations of, you know, being, you know, in your 20s. When you were in school, what was it all like? You know what I mean? Because this does tie into, you know, what women want and this, that, and the third, right? Because were they trying to teach you were they empowering you to say you don't need that shit, and like you're your own person, you don't need to be with somebody, you know?
That's how my school was.
And teachers were teaching you this, or?
Yeah, that's what the teachers were saying. Like, you don't. Well, the teachers that I had, they were always like, you don't need someone else supporting you. Like, support yourself first, and then start looking for other people.
What state did you go to school in here in Arizona?
See. To me, that's not the job of a teacher. Mm-mm.
I mean, it was different where I went to school. I went to school up north, and it was more, they taught you, like, work ethic. The whole, like, you gotta, like, love everybody wasn't really a thing. They were more, like, hard on values, like, older values up there, and actually teaching, like, your mental health, they don't care about. Like, you have to work. It doesn't matter. Right. Type of place. And I think that's so different.
When you say up north, where?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Okay, so Pennsylvania. And then when you say
Quaker,
when you say here in Arizona,
he's a Quaker. That's where he is right now.
I went to Barry.
You went to where?
Barry Goldwater.
Okay, Deer Valley. Okay.
So that's very interesting. Different. You see two different ways, but you guys have very similar ideals, or, you know, similar.
I think that there was, it's interesting because you said Pennsylvania. What part of Pennsylvania?
Lake City, Erie area.
Okay.
Erie, so, PA. Nice.
Northwest Pennsylvania.
But I think a lot of it's also how we
the Wanderers, man.
As well.
Right.
Our parents do play like a large role. She can probably say the same thing. Our parents probably were hard asses.
Yeah. I'd get smacked for anything little I would do wrong. So
are both your parents.
Come here, Connor.
So are both your parents still together?
Married. Are your parents married? Still with each other?
My parents are still married.
Okay. No.
Yours are divorced.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in a divorced household, or did you grow up?
Yes, I grew up in a divorced household.
And were both parents actively involved in your upbringing?
No.
Who was?
My dad
you?
Was predominant, and then my stepmom came in the picture.
Okay.
And then I would like visit my family up north.
So you were raised by your dad?
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of goes with conversations we've had in the past. And you both your parents raised you then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Men do it better.
But I was also raised in a Middle Eastern household, so
okay.
I was raised in a Middle Eastern household.
Traditional, okay. Very traditional. The dad is the man is the husband is the man in the household. He wears the pants in the household.
Yeah, but in my household, that's my older brother plays that role. Mm-hmm. It's like I don't know what happened, but they switched the role from my dad making all the decisions to my older brother making all the decisions.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
So how did that play out when they found out that you were supporting your ex?
Oh, they were pissed off.
Okay, I figured.
Yeah, they were angry. They were like, you should not be supporting his ass. Like,
yeah, because it's not the way you were raised.
Yeah,
at all.
They were like, you have your own shit to pay for. He has his own shit to pay for. Don't go and like spend your hard-earned money and support his ass when he can easily get a job.
Yeah.
So
what do you guys think about, because again, the dynamics have changed. And what do you guys think about the idea that finances should be shared and that,
oh, I feel like it should be 50-50.
Really?
Yeah. Like you? if
it just kind of depends. I think like if my significant other is putting in the effort, sure, but if they're only working like part time, I'm working full time, over full time, and they expect to mooch off me, it's definitely not going to happen. Our finances will be separate, and they're responsible for their own things.
Do you think he should have the same mentality as you? In other words, if you're not working, do you think he should be okay with that?
No,
really,
like it should be equal. Like if you're not going to put in the same effort, why even be with that person?
What about if he was working in paying all the bills and he's like, look, I can provide as long as you provide for the house,
raise the kids.
I can do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's the trade off, right? You're going to, you know,
be a housewife.
You'll be the housewife. You raise the kid, you know, cooking. And so there's no excuse like, oh, I couldn't get it because I was a bit, you're home all day. You know what I mean? That's what, you know. What if with that trade off? It's got to be you both have to work.
We both have to work. I cannot see myself being like, I think just because it's also like financial security down the road. Like if something were to happen, and in a lot of those situations, people in those divorces have no money, have no house, have no backup, because it becomes like a control thing.
Mm-hmm.
That person has complete and utter financial control of you.
Okay, so it's a control thing for you. You want to be in control of your future, your life, your and you're like, I can give up that control. I'm the housewife.
Technically with my ex, I was working, but all of my money went straight to him. So I was being controlled with like financially. But then once it came to the point where, you know, I was the one working, I was the one doing everything, I had that control. Because, you know, it was my money. He didn't have shit. So it was like, okay, well, you know, she's paying for everything.
What did that how did that make you think about him? Did you lose some amount of respect for him?
Oh, or yeah, hands down, I lost respect for him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when we first started dating before he got out of the military, he was like, I was working part time and, you know, barely made money, but he was the one who was, you know, doing full time military, doing all this, you know, paying for everything. But like when it was time for, you know, fun time, I was the one paying for everything. And, you know, like I just feel like it should be 50-50. You pay a bill, I'll pay a bill. You pay a bill, I'll pay a bill. That's how I see everything.
And I think both of you are saying that some of it comes from a level of distrust, not the uncertainty of whether or not you're going to still be with that person, or the distrust that that person can be trusted, you know, or you know what I mean? Like, because you guys both mentioned control, I think. But see, I think that's not a good way of approaching relationships. There should be a level of trust, right? Because the guy can say the same thing, right? Today in the world that we live in, if there is a dispute for custody, typically the courts are more lean towards the women taking custody of kids. This is how the system works. So yeah. Now you have a man who fears that the woman, you know, leaves him, she'll take the kids with him. And so there's that concern that men now have to deal with independent women, that men feel like they will lose their kids if so I'm saying, like, I think the problem starts before that. We're looking at a problem from a level of, well, we're at the point of being separated. And maybe the past had the idea better, which was, we are in this relationship for procreation and to, you know, raise good human beings. I think that's missing today. Today, people are no longer thinking about that. It's like, oh, well, I want to be happy. And it's like, well, what about the kids? Well, whatever. And it's like, no, you have to raise decent people, because these people are going to go and create. You see what I'm saying? And I think that's missing. I don't understand why. But, we've said it on the show many times, which is the modern world is looking at the past and saying, well, you know what? You guys fucked it all up and we know better. And we've been doing this for at least 50, 60 years. But I think, and a lot of women who are going out, like you guys say, you guys are young. 60 years ago, a young boy that you would have been interested in at your age would have already had a path laid out and said, you know, knew what he wanted. Whereas today, he's living in mother's basement and playing video games. And
they got too many options, though.
Well, and people aren't willing to fight for something. You're looking for 100% perfection. It's not going to happen.
No one.
So you got to find.
So think about this back in the day. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
So think about this. So back in the day, your parents, right? They owned the business. You, as the oldest son, younger, what did you do? You went to go work in that business, right? Then your father retired. You own the business. You have your kids. Then they would work in there and it would just be down the line. At the fourth generation, they turned around and said, nah, I want my kid to be able to do whatever he wants to do, right? And then it's like, oh, I want him to go to college. I don't want him to have to work in that pizzeria like I did. And I want him to go be... But now you lose the family business. That kid goes off and becomes a scumbag. You know what I mean? It fucking hates everything. You know what I'm saying? They hate their parents. They talk shit to them. They call them assholes. Oh, I'm entitled to, you ain't entitled to shit. But those kids, they worked in that restaurant. They got their asses chewed out. They learned values, discipline, how to earn money. Right. And you realize, like, I'm providing for my family. This is for my family, not for me. This is for my family. So as that stops and we all get to go do whatever we want, here you go. Somebody says, I'm going to work. One of my cousins, he owns a fucking pizzeria. His daughter shall help him out every once in a while, but she's working at like some ice cream shop. You know what I mean? Because she'd rather do that than work with her dad. Mm. You know, whether that's by choice or whatnot, maybe they just can't work there. I don't know. But you would think that they would all, but no, I want to go to college. I want to do this. I want to go change the world. And none of them ever do.
But I also think that parents over the years have done that, because, like, I know the way I was raised, my dad wanted something better for me than what he had in his life, and the way he was brought up and the way he was raised and the struggles that he experienced as a kid growing up. So he wanted something better and he wanted something more for my brother and I. My brother, he tells his kids all the time. He's a businessman. He owns businesses. He works and he does what he does. And he tells the kids all the time, go get an education, go to college, get an education, and go work for somebody else, So you don't have to go through these stresses. So you don't have to whatever. I want something better for you. I don't want you to go through what I went through. And that's the mentality. But that's the mentality that's been going on for a while. And now here we are where we are. And we're, you know, to your point, telling the young ladies, hey, you don't need a man to go do X, Y, Z. You can do it yourself. Guess what? I got news for you. You need a man, period. You cannot tell me you don't need a man. You do. I mean, it just is the bottom line for a series of reasons. But
and to your point with your brother, like somebody like your brother, right? Like, I don't want you to go through the hardships that I did. But instead of saying that, you can teach them on the lessons you learned so that they don't have to struggle by trying to own their own business, by explaining and teaching them. Let them learn what you do. Explain to them what you're doing. Let them see it. Show them how to do the books and show them the stress so they understand, so that when they go, well, you're an asshole, you're not giving me this, they understand what you do to give them all this. And now how can they be a value add instead of a value suck?
And I tell him all the time, I'm like, there's pros and cons to every single aspect and every single side of it. And you're not even discussing that. You're just saying you shouldn't do this. So to your point, you're right. But, And to go back really quick, because I want to, I say this quite a few times on the show, and I just said it again, where you're full of shit if you tell me you don't need a man. And I was young. I was in that place. I did that. I went through my first marriage, and I came out of that marriage going, I don't need a man for X, Y, Z, and whatever. I absolutely was of the same mindset that a lot of young women are today, or just the whole humiliating feminist thing that is going out there right now, humiliating to me as a female. But so I understand that that's what they're thinking right now. And those statements, those decisions, that brainwashing is going to be regretted wholeheartedly. But I'm speaking from being in that place at one point in time. So I
lost connection to you guys for a little bit. Sorry. So I missed half of what you said, Heidi. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So,
it's recorded.
Going back on the point that we're raising a different generation. I have a story when I was younger, and obviously this has been going on for a while, but how different it was. And I think it was Shauna who mentioned that, she was raised in a traditional family, same as me, religious and traditional and all that. And one of the first times that I, got to hang out with a friend and, stay over at his house, I experienced how different it was, in America, with the way that parents were raising their kids. And I remember, we're hanging out in his room, whatever, playing video games. And I look and he's got like this was the age of the era of tapes. And it was under his TV and there was a whole row of his porn collection. Right.
What?
Oh, yeah. In his room. And I didn't notice until later. I'm like, wait, what? And I'm like, what is going on? Right.
Did you take one?
Oh, yeah. I probably took a couple.
His mother would have beat his ass.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I took a couple. Yeah, 95.
Back then, it was not as easy. Wait, I would have had to put that in the living room.
How old was he?
This was in high school. So I was, we were in high school. And this
90s.
Was,
So again, he had his own TV in his own room with his own porns underneath, yes. Just out on plain sight.
Yes. Yes. But okay. So
and mom and dad were fine.
Let me finish the story. Okay. All right. Because, okay. So then I was like, what the hell? Because in my mind, like you said, a moment of privacy. No, that was never going to happen. And I remember, his mom comes in and she's like, do you guys want something? Like she's, whatever, babying him. But at that age, my mom wouldn't talk to me. But she's like, do you guys want? And I'm like, no, we're good. And he's like, get out of the room. He like kicks her out and he's like cussing her out. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, if I had talked like that to a mom, I would have no front teeth. I would have been done. What I'm saying?
And my mom tried. I just ducked every time.
The fry pan.
I ducked everything.
So literally when it comes to my older brother, he will cuss out my parents, treat them like complete shit, and I'll just sit there and look at him. I'm like, how could you do that? They raised you and gave you everything that you could ever want, and this is how you're treating them.
Yeah,
Because men can talk like that.
Not because parents don't beat their kids enough anymore.
That's
exactly.
What it is.
Yeah,
my parents
thank you.
Never. Like, my parents would beat the shit out of me, but when it came to my older brother, he's a king. We can't hit him.
That's part of that Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
That's that culture, that Middle Eastern culture. The girls' preschool that they went to, heavy, heavy population of Middle Eastern. And Shauna, my best friend, she's still there teaching, right? And she says all the time, like she tries to sit down and talk to the families about, especially the Middle Eastern boys, and they are the king. They are the prince. They are the king. They're no. There's nothing wrong with these kids. There's nothing like they're put on pedestals. You don't correct them.
That's me.
You don't like they walk on water. Yeah. They're given everything. And she, it's the culture. It's just that culture, which blows me away with what we're seeing. I know we're trying to stay away from politics, but which blows me with what we're seeing over there is like, come on, man, where is your defense of your little princes that are running around everywhere?
Hey, man, you guys all got to witness it, man. You know, we did our trip in New York. As soon as we came in, man, shit, man, we ate like kings. I was like, wow, you got to make dinner for everybody. And fucking her and my sister, man, making fucking meatballs, everything.
That's why you're an asshole.
Oh yeah.
Well, there's more, I'm sorry, Mama.
There's
I'm
more
sorry,
to Tim
mama
being an asshole than just
I'm sorry,
that.
Mom. Timmy's mama out there.
Yeah. But growing up, like if I popped off, oh yeah, my mom, you know, she would attempt, but with a little T-Rex arms, but I was ducked them. You know what
I
mean?
Oh my god, when she comes to visit next time, I'm gonna help her hold
but,
you down.
No, so but my mom
you.
Caught me a couple times, but like my dad never said shit growing up. But if he fucking yelled, that was it. Like you, like he, because he didn't believe him, like putting hands on, because he got that old school Italian beating. But when Dad actually decided to be a parent, you know, when he wasn't drunk, and he
oh
raised
my
his
gosh,
fuck, well, he's just being a fucking alcoholic. No, he's,
oh
he's,
my
he's
lord,
an AA
have mercy.
AA now.
Well, hold on.
He's been in AA since.
I have a story. In that when I witnessed the first time I witnessed the beating of my brother, my oldest brother.
Oh my god!
So. You know, my mom had this, customary, you know, tradition or whatever. Anybody walk in, you know, if you're out, walk in, hug and a kiss. And, my oldest brother, I've been out partying. And at this time, I don't know, I'm maybe 10, 9, 10 kid, young. And my brother at that time, my oldest brother at that time, probably 18, but he had been out with his friends drinking and he gets home. And, you know, he gets home late. Mom was waiting for him. You know, we were there. She's in the living room waiting, worried. Finally, he gets home, I don't know, around midnight. And he walks in, hugging a kiss, and he thinks he's free. Now, I remember, because it was close to the kitchen, and I remember her getting a pan, a frying pan. And as soon as my brother walked past, boom, back of the head. And he freaking literally knocked him out. Boom. Go to sleep. I remember as a kid, me and my sisters freaked out. We were like, you killed him. and so we were like freaking out, you know, and my sisters were like, oh no, my brother. And he eventually woke up and he's like, she looks at us and she says, don't ever show up to my house drunk. And I remember years later, when I had started drinking, And my friends were like, "Oh, we're gonna drop you off. We're gonna," and I'm like, "The fuck you are? I'm right here. I'm going nowhere. I'm getting a fried pan in my head." Yeah.
No, so to that, so something similar. I'll never forget my fucking brother. Right? I'll never forget this. So my dad, we were all in the kitchen. My dad's on the phone talking to one of his AA buddies. My mom is sitting there screaming at my fucking brother. I'm sitting at the kitchen table because me and my dad were playing cards. And my brother comes in and he starts running at the mouth. Him and my mom is arguing. So my mom, like, you're not fucking going anywhere. And she went to go grab the door. My brother went like this, raised his head. That little T-Rex hit you. Dude, but good, my brother sold it perfectly. He went down like a sack of potatoes. Acting like he was dead. Like, dude, he got up and ran out the house like a 2-year-old bitch. You know what I mean? Like, my dad, though, I'll never forget, my dad was just, he was on the phone with his buddy, and all of a sudden that happened, and he's like, because they're screaming, my dad's still talking. As soon as my mom punched, my dad's like, I got to go, hung down the phone. He's like, what are you doing? Dude, the funniest shit, because you see that little T-Rex, I'm like, bah!
You don't mess with the Polish woman.
No.
Dude, man. She got them little T-Rex arms.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So do I, but I can throw hands.
No, my mom literally, she's like,
oh, Lord have mercy.
My mom's like 4'8".
All right, guys, we gotta close this out because we've been going on for 2 hours now. All right, so any closing thoughts before we end it?
Yeah, fuck Joe Biden.
Young men need to get off their butts and start going out and getting jobs and working. And come on, there's how many millions of jobs out there?
10. Yeah.
Waiting.
10 million waiting. Jobs. 8 million people unemployed.
If you are not working, you have no excuse. Get your butt up.
That's why we have refugees and illegals coming in, because we got to fill somebody's fucking job.
Somebody's got to work.
Stop it. So here's my message. I think this is what I'm going to leave it with is,
guys,
don't listen to, if women tell you, especially if they're friends, don't listen to what women tell you that they want. It's not true. You know, most of them are lying.
Oh my God.
Don't listen to a fucking goddamn thing. Here's what
I'm going to say. Here's what I will tell you, because this is the truth. And women maybe in this room are going to agree with me. For the men, be a leader, be financially stable. Be decisive, be confident, have purpose, have goals, pursue them. Right? This, you're a conqueror. It's in your blood. And never cry to a woman. Please don't. For some reason, I'm fucking seeing all these TikTok videos.
But
crying's a fucking bitch move.
No, it's not. Crying shows that a man actually has emotions.
Again, do not listen to, because you the second that the man cries to you, yeah, promise you will leave him and you'll be like, okay, this man, this is the guy that's going to protect me. Yes. Stop it. Do not listen to that. Just don't.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to leave it.
Stung by a spider.
Okay. We're going to leave it on a happy note. Let me see. And since the topic was.
You got to play the video I sent you.
And just remember that two of these three men are single.
I haven't changed since high school. You want to know why I'm single?
Yes, we know why you're single. I'm a little confused why Saul's single.
I'll tell you this. It's so
maybe
nice.
Maybe not so much.
It's so nice. You know, not. Oh God, I've lived. I'm telling you, I've had females live with me.
Seen your bank account at the same number every weekend.
God, it's so nice not worrying about the drama, all that shit. Come on, guys. It happens. It's so nice.
What, knocking somebody up,
being able to wake up and not having to worry about. Oh, I'm gonna hear.
Oh, I love it.
Chewing off your
arm.
Dude,
let me tell you something. Every Saturday and Sunday.
No coyote.
Let me tell you something. You know what I do on the weekends if I feel like it? I'll sit on the fucking couch and watch the same goddamn movies every weekend. You know why? Because I can. You know why? I don't have somebody. We gotta do this. We gotta do that. We gotta do this. We gotta go to mom's house. We gotta do this. Fuck you.
Stop.
I want to sit on my couch.
Okay, but it gets old.
I'm with you, Heidi. Eventually, you do have to settle down. Don't be like us.
Man.
Don't be like us.
Oh my God.
All right,
God.
Here we go. All right, here we go. What women want. We'll leave it on a happy note.
That fat bitch falling down, farting.
Oh my God.
You should see the video I sent
to Marley. Wait.
Don't date any men, and you will have no problems, and you will be. Happier person.
Oh my God. I thought you said happier note.
I was waiting for a teeth to fall out.
She said, you know what? So a friend of mine actually sent me this, and she's like, you know, because she's in the dating world as well, and she's very discouraged with Tinder and all those dating apps. And so she sends
Many
me this.
Should.
Does she live in Phoenix?
I'm not going to reveal anything. But so she sends me this. And she's like, you know what? I think I'm going to take this woman's advice. You know, she's very wise. And I'm like, okay, look at the rest of her profile. She was happily married for like, I don't know, 70 years. And now don't date men.
Happily married.
Okay, exactly. So in conclusion, men ain't shit.
Ain't shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Today.
Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks.
What are your F words, Timmy?
Find them, feel them, fuck them, forget about them.
Jesus.
And this is why he's still single. Okay.
All right.
And just to counter that, here we go. Russian Russian women, they know what men want.
Oh, yeah.
Russian women versus American ones. Follow me to learn more about life in Russia. The key in the relationship is to be on the same page. The key in the relationship is boobs. If he is sad, show him the boobs. Happy, show the boobs. Angry, boobs again.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
She's right, though. She's right.
There you go.
I'm all in. I need to marry me a Russian.
I'm gonna start learning. I gotta start learning Russian. Taking lessons.
1-800 Russian mail order bride.com.
1-800.com. Wow, you got both of them going there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna leave it there. Thank you for joining us on another episode of the Salty Show. Find us on Instagram. That's it. That's all we're on. Give us a follow. Hit the like button and share some other content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Auf Wiedersehen.
See ya.
Salute the flag.
Bye.
Thank you for watching this episode of The Salty Show.
.com.